I'm here with Jeremy Reballeman. He's a pitcher for the Lower Columbia Red Devils. And Jeremy, the first question I want to ask you is really your approach to the game. You know, for pitchers, you know, it's a little bit different than, you know, for outfielders, second baseman, because you can be called in relief or starting. How do you approach each time that you know you're going to go in the game?
First, each time I go out there, I know I'm going to win. You know, I'm a winner. I grew up winning, and that's just what I believe in. I just always just very confident in myself, and that's how I go about it. And I don't really worry about anything. Like, I just make sure just the boys are in check, and then just go there and compete.
Okay. And then for you, growing up and developing your talent, your ability, what part of your game have you had to work on the most?
Well, I try and work on everything, but just really it's my breaking ball, my secondary stuff in command.
And then also, you know, kind of looking at your career also, is there a coach or someone who's really kind of inspired you or pushed you to be the best that you could be at your game?
A lot of coaches. Guy Keller, especially for my summer ball team in Seattle. He actually brought me here and, like, opened the opportunity to come here, and he's just one coach that I really look up to.
And for you, you know, baseball is a game of routines. Do you have any routines or superstitions that you kind of follow each time you go for a game?
No, I don't have any superstitions. I try and stay away from that stuff.
Awesome. And right now, LCC is ranked, you know, in the top 25 nationally. For you, as a member of the team, is that something you guys take pride in, or, you know, are you guys look at the end goal of the NWAC championship?
That just shows how much hard work we put into, and just really, like, it just shows how this program is known nationally, and that's good. I'm glad to be part of it.
Awesome. And then another question I have for you is just going from high school to college, you know, the players are bigger, a little bit faster. What things have you had to do to adjust to really match the level of play here at the college level?
Everything, just getting bigger, faster, stronger, and just really just working on my overall game and really having a stronger mindset, a killer mindset.
And the last question I have for you is, you know, kids who are growing up and, you know, maybe playing 12 and under or 13 and under, what advice do you have for them, you know, to try and get to the college level, to make it here?
Don't believe the hype. Just work hard every day, just chase your dreams, and really just focus. Just really attention to detail and really working on your craft every day.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much.
Thanks.